cliffcentral.com.
And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you on this beautiful day. South African rugby, we take to the field against Canada in Japan. It's a World Cup and lots of special things that are going on throughout our land and wonderful stuff. It is good to have a whole bunch of fabulous people in studio. We're going to chat to the cast of Forever Plaids. Yeah, I got it. It's not pleads. It's played. It's plaids. Got it. Plaids is a Scottish thing, but we'll get into that a little later. We've got some of the great guys here in studio with us. I can't wait to chat to them. We're going to talk a little later into the show to Tim Pluman about defending the caveman. We're also going to chat to the head chef at the Potluck Club. And we're opening the show with some of the cast members of Rock of Ages in studio. Good morning, Rock of Ages.
Good morning.
Some of the other casts have also been in, actually. So it's going to be, we're going to have lots of fun here today. Hi, guys. How are you doing? Matthew Cunahan.
Yo.
Lebohang Toho.
Yes.
How are you doing? Chantel Stanfield. Good. And Josh Ansley. I brought you back. Are you well, Joshy? There you are. There's Josh. There's
very
Josh.
Good.
There
very good.
Lots of great things happening. So, yes, I'm a Boka Boka.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to just tell you, because there's a great show is happening very, very soon. It's with the one and only PJ Powers. So just let me, Penny Jane, are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening to everything. Hi, everyone.
Hello, PJ. Hi. The one and only PJ Powers. So what I thought we would do, PJ, for you, because you're just incredible, and I know that you're a great friend, not only to the industry, but to Cliff Central and Gareth and myself through all the years. And you have a show happening called Journey with Friends. So we thought a whole bunch of friends would sing in dedication to you and our Springboks a song. What do you think?
Well, it's fantastic. Go ahead.
Stand by. Josh, right. 3, 2, 1. Okay. This is cliffcentral.com.
There's a dream I feel so rare, so real. All the world in union, the world as one, gathering together.
How cool is that? And that was done 5 minutes before you got into the line. Isn't that crazy? So
that was absolutely delicious. Thanks, guys.
Penny Jane, tell us firstly. I know the minute there's a World Cup on,
yes.
You must be doing a lot of gigs because people love to hear the song. Surely.
Yeah, and I'm doing a lot of work at the moment. A lot of the biggest guys, but as you know. And I'm also trying to the challenge of small audiences, something I've never been exposed to.
Yes.
So what I'm doing is I'm facing my fear at performing in Johannesburg. We had a sellout show at Glen Shiel on Saturday afternoon. You know, I think that people, when I advertise a small show, I really mean a small little show with guitar and voice. So in other words, it's not that big PJ Bowers in bright colors running from one end to the other. It's actually me with the guitar and singing.
PJ, and I think that's so wonderful. And what are some of the songs you're playing for people that is different to your onstage crazy tens and thousands of people repertoire?
No, obviously, I mean, we're doing the Jabulani's and the Feel So Strong's and that kind of thing. But we're also doing you saw the Janis Joplin show. We're doing maybe three of the Janis songs. We're doing some really... I'm doing Shallow by Gaga and what's his name? Mm. And I'm doing, it's just a picture, a collection of songs, mostly mine, but there are some, you know, like we do Weeping because we talk about great South African songs. But the most important thing to know that it's just not song after song after song. I have had people, we've been touring this in the Cape for 2 years, and people find it extremely funny. I don't know when I ever became a comedian, but nevertheless. But they find it very funny, and at times very... I want people to walk away from the show and have found a little bit of themselves in the show. That's my... And it's been successful so far. It's also, you know, people have come back and said to me, I'm so proud to be South African. Thank you for training us in a good life, you know.
PJ, and so, I mean, I love the fact this is speaking to our audience, to our country, and to all music across the board. And I want to now touch on a couple of things. Firstly, Journey with Friends, when can people see it? When's the show this week? You're on this week.
Yes. I'm on, actually, I have five shows.
Five shows.
On Wednesday... We've got the Edges Corner and in Fairy Glen, Gift of Centurion. It's called Edges Corner, and people can book at the door, or they can go on to Cricket and book. Then, of course, Thursday night's the biggie. That's at Club at Chicago, which is in the Buzz Center. You must know it from filming and everything. The Buzz Center in the corner of Witkoppen and Cedar Road. But there's plenty of secure parking, and it's a really nice, and we're doing a bit of a lighting show in the middle of it, and I think it's going to be a really, really nice, I think it's going to be a nice...
Penny, can we go to your website?
Yeah, you can go to my website, but the most important thing would be to go, yeah, website's all there, but the one of the important things would be to go to my Facebook page, which is...
Okay.
PJ Powers/Tandeka
at your Facebook page. I can find all the stuff, all the info.
Yeah, okay. And it's going to be a fabulous evening. If I don't see you there, I'm
you know I'm going to be there. Come on, you know I'm going to be there. So Penny, okay. PJ, I call you Penny. PJ Powers.
Well, okay, you've known me since I was four.
We've known each other for 20 years. I want to ask you something because it's just so appropriate. What was it like being on that stage, performing the World in Union with Madiba and that 1995 victory of the World Cup? What was it like?
Yeah. To finish the 1995 World Cup was an incredible, incredible experience. It's something that I wish I could do again, Ellen, when I do it. I wish I could do it again because what happened...
You there, Penny? Penny, what happened? Miss Penny went. Hello, Penny.
Are you there?
I'm here. I hear you now. Sorry, you're saying what happened was?
I wish I could do it again because I kind of feel like I forgot Newland. Whereas by the time I got to Ellis Park, my nerves were a little bit more calm. But Newland, I don't remember it.
Sure.
It was a horrible. I was so nervous, and it all went by so quickly. Well, I was like, what was that all about? But of course, as the time went on during the tournament, and by the time I got to Johannesburg, Ellis Park, I really realized it, and it was, without a doubt, one of the defining moments in my career.
Well, I must tell you, I thank you for being with us. Journey with friends. Don't miss the one only PJ Powers Tandeka, and go to that that Facebook page, PJ Powers / Fundeka Tandeka, and go and you're actually a Tandeka and a Fundeka at the same time. You're just rocking on. I love it. I'm a cheap bull. Nothing's changed. Penny, love you lots. Be good. That's PJ Powers, and always great to speak to you. World in Union. What a song, guys. What a song. Josh, you performed with her recently. Josh Ansley.
I'm gonna be performing with her at the Etal Tile 50-year birthday. Mm. With her, Art Matthews, and a few other peeps.
How?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
That's a good cut. Etal Tile. I'm gonna go to that. Yeah. Art Matthews all in rocking it. No, seriously, it's so much fun.
You can choose a wonderful stencil for above your, you know, shower.
Matthew, I've missed you. How are you, mate?
I mean, you and Lee.
Good, good, good. And of course, Chatty Maddie's in studio. I always remind people, my first co-host was Sumizi, besides Garrett, Sumizi, and then from Sumizi, it was Chatty Matthew. Then it was Matthew Cunahan. I mean, I'm not Matthew Cunahan. What's his name?
My split person.
Nathan Rowe, who drives me mad. Okay. And he's now at the Few God doing Kinky Boots. Mm-hmm. And so now Josh Ansley must come and do some stuff. You see it?
Replaced.
Yeah, Matthew, that's
just
it.
Like that.
And Matthew's so jealous.
Only because he can play the guitar.
I'm a jukebox.
You're the jukebox. But how are you loving the show? Guys, we spoke about the run from last week. It's going mad. Obviously, once you're getting into something, it must be working much better.
Totally.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I think it's at that point now where every night is an absolute jaw.
Yeah.
Mm. It
opens, and that just the opening, you start jawing backstage and you're having fun. You're no more freaking out about where you need to go, what you need to do. Now we're living it. We're having fun.
So, Lebohang Toko, who plays the man. I thought he was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I thought you were insane. I thought you were the craziest man. And then you come on as the man. I just thought that was great. That American accent, it was so funny. I mean, and of course, you and Niels and Matthew are all on stage together in that scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to bribe this guy into, you know, developing the strip.
Mm. Fun scene, fun character to come up with as well.
So if you just joined us and you haven't heard or seen of Rock of Ages, Matthew, tell us what Rock of Ages is about.
Oh my goodness. Well, chip in, crew. essentially, the Sunset Strip on LA is up for kind of redevelopment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some German kind of, what would you call them, kind of tycoons hit the joint and kind of bribe Lebo's character, the mayor, into kind of tearing down these rock establishments and these joints, which are basically home to these incredible people that make the Sunset Strip everything that we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and along the way you meet Drew and Sherry, who are the romantic leads, who kind of...
Are they really?
Are they not? They kind they kind of love each other, and then they fall out of favor. I mean, Josh can say more, but we kind of follow their journey on the Sunset Strip. Drew
she
wants to be a rocker.
Stripper.
Yeah, she becomes a stripper on the strip.
On the strip.
And all kinds of mild debauchery happens on stage and fun. Just telling the story of this crazy time of the 80s when everything was bigger and louder. Yeah.
Chantel, congratulations on becoming a mom.
Thank you.
But you have done, I mean, listen to this repertoire. Firstly, from Seven Delon, from doing TV to stage to movies, you've done it all.
Yeah.
What's your favorite genre?
That's really difficult. It's probably the whichever's paying the bills at the time.
And she's honest.
I think it just depends on what I'm feeling at the time. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm really just glad to be back on stage after taking a sabbatical to have a baby. And it's a show that I'm familiar with, and that is lots of fun. We basically get paid to party every night. So it's it's not this deep, morose, depressive kind of thing. It's a great gig to get back into. I think honestly, it's as long as I'm performing, I'm happy. You know.
Now you've just had a baby, so how are you going to go back on the road doing cabaret? I mean, you did cabaret throughout the Seychelles, London, Turkey. I mean, you just literally everywhere. Are you missing being on the road, or you like being a homebody?
It's great being home right now. Obviously. Having a great support system in my husband is great, and obviously what's been great with Rock of Ages and VR Theatrical actually is they've been incredibly supportive with breastfeeding and getting home, all those things. I mean, the cast will know. The cast will know. You know, I've brought my milk expressive pump things to work every day, rehearsals. And every time I was gone, they'd be like, "Where's Chantal? Oh, she's gone to Milky Lane. You know, okay. That was the in joke. So it's been incredibly, it's been tough, but it's been so supportive as well.
And on that note, I want to take a hat off to the mothers in South Africa and the women of South Africa, because, hello, you know, guys, we don't have to do some of these things. It sounds weird. We really don't. I mean, no one's putting on our things.
Yeah.
Matthew, not you, Matthew. Not you, Matthew.
No, that's what Josh is here for now.
Oh, no, all the boys are here. Not really? Those things. Not that thing, boys.
The other things.
So yeah, a great production. So now, let me just tell you about this. So if you don't know, everyone goes away winning something. It's like you get a car, but you don't get a car. What you do get is a 700 Rand voucher to go to Skin Sense Day Spa. But people have to sing for their supper. And by the way, you can have all these fabulous treatments.
Oh, wow.
Lots of stuff. Wow.
Swoon.
You can give it to yourself. Oh, they've got... Well, you're not pregnant anymore, but they had a preggy one as well.
Oh, fab.
For pregnant and moms. And so in a second, we're going to give some of these away. But what are we going to sing next? Come on, Chantal.
Oh, gosh.
That's how we do it here, by the way.
Get
ready to sing, by the way. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Do you know Shella?
I don't know Shella. I can Google those lyrics very quickly.
Okay, that's excellent. All right. On that note, so Lebo, you also, lots of interesting things. It's great being, are you loving this particular thing? I mean, you've been in Ragtime, the musical, Oklahoma. You've done Sweet Charity, lots of stuff at the Market Theatre. And I mean, also, again, the Market Theatre stuff is not musical theatre.
No,
which one do you love? Do you love the musical theatre, or do you love the?
They balance each other out. Let me put it that way. Because fine, I studied musical theatre, then I thought I'd just be a musical theatre performer, and then my agent sent me to this audition. We didn't even know what it was about, and I didn't understand what straight theatre, because we call it straight theatre, and I didn't understand what is straight theatre. And I went to the Market Theatre, and James Ngobo was there, and it was the play called Touch My Blood by Fred Khumalo, and I auditioned for that. I didn't even know what that was. It was his autobiography, and literally first week of rehearsals, I then understood, oh my word, I'm in a straight play. This is what a play is. There's no singing, there's no dancing. Find deep emotion, find all these things.
Yes.
I'm an actor.
I know.
Okay.
Okay.
And fell in love with that. So I would honestly say, back to it again, they balance each other out.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you love. And TV, have you played? You play in that field, that
just
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Cameo here and there in Gaba back in the day, Ring of Lies.
But it's good to this production. You
look that's amazing. I'm having a blast. It's because I also, the last musical I did was Color Purple, which is also quite, you know.
Well, we've got two of them from the Color Purple. And recently, and we'll chat to him in a moment, but Yamkami Piri, who I know his dad really well. Joel and I go back to the days. It's really, I can't even tell you. All right. But we'll chat to you. Won recently the Naledi Award for the role of...
Harpo.
Yes. So I can't remember everything all the time, guys. Yeah. I'm only one person pushing buttons. It's kind of crazy. But we'll chat to him in a moment. But it's good to see, guys, isn't it the camaraderie is to work across, because you're always going to be working with each other.
Yeah. It's always tricky if you fall out with someone, because
you can't.
it's really difficult.
You really can't. So you. Thank you for bringing that up, because you can't have a fallout.
Yeah.
You have to watch the way you address certain things. You got, and you have to bite your tongue, because, and just a small recommendation, and try not to sleep across each other. Ooh. You know what I mean? When boyfriends, it happens. So, and I'm saying this in the industry.
Are you projecting here?
No, I'm not. No, Matthew, let me give people advice, because it creates, as a producer, a lot of problems in the company.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a simple saying, don't shit on your doorstep. Please.
Yeah,
please.
True. Oh, yeah.
Please go and sleep with accountants, not with other actors and actresses. No, the problem is then that you have a fight, or you get divorced, then now we don't want to work with this one doesn't work with this one,
him.
We can't cast that one, then this one, because they had an affair with that one, it's just complicated. It's and we don't want to get involved in your domestic situations. That's an honor of Judge Judy. I'm just telling you, please, as producers, keep it somewhere. I'm sorry, I just had to make a joke.
Good.
But this is quite cool. So, we've got that song we're going to do. And look here, you really have been singing. So look, you've got lovely guys. Wonderful gift vouchers. I'm going to tell you all about them in a moment. So what are we singing, guys?
Well, since everybody's talking about Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, it's the third time it's been mentioned this morning.
Yeah.
Let me get that chord right.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I feel myself.
Tell me something, boy. Are you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never reach the ground. Crash to the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now. In the shallow. In the shallow. In the shallow. We're far from the shallow now.
That's amazing. Well done, guys. You're singing for your supper. Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg hosts a comprehensive range of expert beauty treatments for both men and women. Here, guys, 700 vouchers. Yay. Isn't it fun? Facials, massages, you all get everyone gets it. You get a voucher. Yours are all here. That's how it works. Okay. Now, it's a space, the Skin Sense Day Spa, where every beauty need is achievable, basically. From full body massages to, especially after that long day, or, you know, to a whole wonderful range of really special things. Facials is really, really great. Walk through the doors and you'll see a secret jewel that reminds me of Thailand and Bali, actually. Mm-hmm. Right here in the middle of Rivonia. So, please get along to Skin Sense Day Spa. And this month, 10% of the proceeds from their specials will be donated to CANSA, the Cancer Association of South Africa. So check out what they have on for offer now at cliffcentral.com, or you can just go to www.skinsense.co.za, where you can book all the treatments and even shop online. Thank you so much, Skin Sense.
Thank you.
How cool is that? You're all gonna go.
That's amazing.
I feel like when you get the plaid guys up just now, they should kind of deliver a jingle for Skin Sense.
I wanted to do a jingle for my show, but that means they come back in a couple of weeks, which is fun. double promotions. Eh? You see, you come. This is a proper Lebanese shop here. You get like to work out. Yeah, no one comes for free and just gets what they want here. All right, we have the cast of Rock of Ages in studio, and we also got the cast of Forever Plaid. I know, we're going to talk to them now. But on the line, also, when you talk about a legend in South Africa, and we talk about, because we've got, you know what, we're going to have these guys on that field today defending the cavemen. And are we cavemen to some extent? We perhaps were. So Tim Pluman joins me on the line. Hi, Tim Pluman.
That was a hell of an intro, man. I love it. The box of the caveman defending the whatever. Good one. Good link.
I know. Not bad, eh, Tim? We still got it.
How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. Tim Pluman, of course, the show comes back to Joburg this week. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm just doing three shows at the Balalaika, live at the Balalaika. It was a fantastic little venue. Tonight, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night this week. So three shows only. Live at the Balalaika, bookings at CompuTicket or at the door.
Tim, I want to touch on something. This, am I right in saying this play that you've done the most versions of a play, I think, in South Africa? Am I right?
I've done the most places in the world.
With this particular show. Okay.
Yeah.
And so he's traveled all over the world with it, from Vegas, I mean, and he's won awards all across the globe. Are you bored of it, or do you still love it?
You know, I'm not doing it all the time at the moment. So I do like four or five shows a month. That's it. And because of that, it remains its freshness and it remains new. And every time I go on stage again, I get that incredible wave from the audience. It just brings it back to life. It makes it fresh and new. And I think that's the way to keep this play going, is not to try and run it, you know, for weeks and weeks at a time. Because then I think I'd get to the point where, you know, people always say, do you think the Rolling Stones will enjoy getting up on stage and singing whatever after 120 years? Well, the point is that they do, because the audience gives them that energy. And that's what this kind of production does for an actor.
Tim Plewman, besides that, your voiceover work, we hear it all over. So every time you turn on the DSTV channels or any other channels, like, I was overseas and I heard that voice, and I was like, that's Tim Plewman. You're still doing a lot of voiceover work and all that magical stuff.
Well, what I'm doing now is, in fact, I do voices for, I have a studio here at home, and I do voices for all around the world. So most of my work, in fact, is offshore. I deal, literally from America, Australia, a lot of the UK, a lot in the Middle East, Singapore. I've just done three for Japan and for a couple for China. So I literally do voice work for around the world as well as this country. So it's been a fantastic journey to discover how internationally people lock onto you and want your talent or your energy. And that's been fascinating.
Tim Plewman, the one and only defending the caveman. Do not miss the show, Tim, this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's happening at the Balalaika, their little new theatre that they've put there. And, have you seen it? Because, hold on, we've got the shoe-up doobie-doo boys in studio from the show called Forever. Have you seen Tim's stuff before? Have you seen Tim Plewman, guys?
I haven't.
You have to see this. It's
I won't lie.
Guys, can I tell you something? This show, you guys have got to see this. This is crazy. Great comedy. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Hysterical stuff. It's been all over the world. There was a point in time, I could be wrong, but Tim, you couldn't get into the show for like a year.
No, at one stage we were booked out 6 months in advance.
Yeah,
you had to literally book 6 months in advance to get a seat. And we were playing 1,200 people a night.
1,200 people a night.
Wow.
Okay, I mean that's insane. So Tim, congratulations, and it's always good to chat to you. Thank you for being with us.
Lovely.
As always.
Thanks, mate.
Tim.
Thanks.
The one and only Tim Plewman. So in studio, let's get this. Danny Mika, how are you doing, Danny?
I'm very good, and you?
Tian Reitenbach.
Reutenbach.
Reutenbach. Musante.
Musanete.
Musanete. Shakupwanga.
Sakupwanya.
Where is it from?
From Zimbabwe.
Oh, okay. I just thought that's
it's quite a name.
It's not two Zimbos in this cast. Okay, and here's another Zimbo, okay? And of course, I know his dad really well, the Mr. One only the top producer, Joel Piri. And it's Yamikani
Mahakapiri.
Mahakapiri. Yes. I know how to say your name. I've met you. I didn't know you since you were one. I mean, in general. So, guys, tell me about what the show is all about.
Wow. Who's going to take it, guys?
Go, somebody, go.
Okay, Forever Plaid is a musical based in the 50s. It's a comedic musical.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be lots of fun. People are going to come and check it out. It's family friendly. It's about four guys who in an a cappella group, mm-hmm. and one day, tragically, they get hit by a bus and they die.
Oh, really?
And basically...
How? So much fun to start the
I know,
game.
Right? Uh-huh. Yeah. And so basically, this is them... in limbo, waking up and realizing, hey, wait, we've got one last chance to do that show we've always wanted to do. And the audience is there to see us do our show before we go to heaven.
Now, they call you Jinx for short.
They call me Jinx, yes.
Why are you Jinxing?
It's just the name that they gave me. I'm also part of the group. The story of my character is that I sing all the high parts. and which is very difficult.
Okay.
And that's literally the only reason I'm in the group. Everyone else, they're just using me at this point. Yeah.
Like, I use Josh Ansley. It's exactly the whole, you're all getting it. Yeah. But you recently were nominated for the Fleur de Cup Award for playing Nelson Calling Us Home.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a pretty big deal for me.
That's a big...
That was an interesting... Interesting production. Sorry, guys. But can I just tell you something? The second time I sort of got better, which is a good thing.
We did a lot of work on that show.
He was good in that show. I think that's what mattered.
That's what mattered. You were good. That's what I'm trying to say. I remember.
We did a lot of work.
And so was Linnell.
Linnell was amazing.
The two of you and the love story was great.
Always amazing.
But you were great. I mean, I must tell
you. Thank you very much.
And then when you were shot, and just the whole thing. Well done.
Thank you.
And then, of course, lots of other things that you've had happening. I mean, are you a jazz singer?
Yes, I am. That's actually what I originally did. Musicals.
Can you scat?
Yeah.
Do some scat for me.
All right, that's magic stuff.
So, guys, so the show, you go to heaven, the four of you.
Yeah.
And you're friends beforehand, or you just meet in heaven?
Yeah, no.
Because you all died together.
We were a group before we got
Were you died in the play?
No. We got hit by a busload of. Parochial virgins, nuns who were going to watch the Beatles.
Yeah.
Ran us over.
The schoolgirls.
Oh yeah, schoolgirls.
Convent girls.
A busload of Catholic schoolgirls.
Okay.
Yes.
Shame.
That's how you rolled in this particular way.
And then you go to heaven, and then what are you singing for God? I mean, I'm just.
We're not in heaven yet. We're still in limbo.
So you're in purgatory.
Yes.
So basically, you're saying that jazz music and like the platters were all in. They're going to be in limbo for a while.
And of course,
you sing to what? So can we have a song, guys? Listen, do you have wives? Do you like massages? I won't be doing it, Matthew. Do you want some lovely vouchers? I would love a voucher. So let's hear you sing something beautiful. Now the show opens next week. When is the show opening?
The 11th.
11th of October.
And that's now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And how long does it run for?
Until the 3rd of November.
Okay. And I want to tell you a bit about the show. The show is happening at the... Because you're basically cousins across the path. Because the Rock of Ages are in the Teatro.
Yeah. Yes.
And Forever... Plaid. But why not just P-L-A-D? Why is there an I? The Scottish.
It must be a Scottish name.
So just why Forever Plaid? Why that name?
Because that was...
Danny, explain it.
It's the quintessential fabric to signify family and home. It's, you know, the colourful squares, the crossbar patterns. That's what it signifies, yeah, so and we are a family.
And so it's a type of kilt.
Yeah.
Material, that's what it is. So and I love it. So it means forever together, basically. Yeah. That's what the show is about. And of course, it's great to see Yaku and the whole team, Vessel, and great to work with these producers.
Great stuff, guys.
I mean, we've seen, and not being funny, Josh go from Here's to You, then into Rock of Ages. Now it's you guys, Mr. Peely, you were in the Rock of Ages last year.
I was
at the Lyric last 2 years ago.
2017. Mm. Yeah. No, it's interesting. When I watched the show, it was kind of like an out of body experience because, in fact, I was like sitting
next to me.
Yeah.
I was watching.
I was sitting next to him. It was a lot. The show is beautiful. I mean, obviously, I'm not in it, so it's missing something. But you know, it's fine.
Who did you play?
I was ensemble. Okay. I was the DJ, which actually now Chantel has stolen my role.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you live and you learn.
Right? And then Matthew and Tian, you've been in
the Naked Show together, indeed. We have the Full Monty.
The Full Monty.
We were not naked together in the shadow because he was playing a young boy.
Okay. Leave it there. Is he opening a can of worms?
Guys, keep it safe.
Matthew was actually my director recently.
Matthew was your director?
Yeah.
Yes.
My Children, My Africa.
Yes.
So it's a family affair.
So people have. I love everyone's involved. So be nice to each other. That's why my lecture spoke well for a second. Okay. So let's take it away, boys.
You do it.
Okay.
What? I think the most beautiful car on the road is a Mercury. The most wonderful styling of all is found in a Mercury. It's redesigned for 54 flair fashion, beauty, style galore, and stops on a Mercury dime. So wonderful, beautiful, glorious, glamorous, great, new Mercury.
Wow, I love that.
Oh, actually, I'm not giving you a present yet. You've got to sing again.
Okay,
can we have another one? I love this. Huh? I love that. Kids love that. You know, they can talk to kids. They can talk across the board.
If you didn't prepare, you weren't listening.
Okay, but no one in the world generally does. So, from the musical opening this week at the Peter Turin Theatre at Monte Cassino, it's called Forever Plaid, and they're going to take over with another song.
Okay, that one. Thank you.
We're like having a caucus here. What are we going to sing next?
I don't know what the key is. This is so high.
It is. It's the morning.
Yeah. Okay, 3, 2, 1, cue.
I don't want my arms around you, no, not much. I don't bless the day I found you, no, not much. I don't need you like the stars don't need the sky. I won't love you longer than the day I die. You don't please me when you squeeze me, no, not much.
My head's the lightest from your very slightest touch.
Baby, if you ever go, could I take it? Maybe so. But would I like it? No, not much.
Well done. Yeah, well done, guys. Wasn't it cool? It was so good. Love it. I can't wait to see the show. That is magic, magic stuff. And of course, that's the cast of Forever Plaid. We're going to chat to them, continue talking to them. And guys, you all get vouchers. And this is courtesy of Skin Sense. And it's up to the value of, seriously, you can get some magic stuff for either you, your wife, your husband, your friend, your colleague, I don't know, whoever you want to take along. So we got one more coming, don't worry. Listen, next, I've got to give you both, actually. Oh, Josh, have you been yet?
Have I been?
To the Skin Sense?
No.
We need to get Josh to go to that Skin Sense. Oh, you are, at least. If you've joined us, my name is Alan Ford, and this is CliffCentral.com. What a nice show we've had, opening with PJ Powers. We had Tim Pluman. We've had the cast of Rock of Ages. We've now got the cast of Forever Plaid on the line. And I want to welcome one of the best chefs in the country. Literally, he has won a number of awards. It's Jason Cosmos, and he's from a restaurant in Cape Town called the Potluck Club. And the food is superb. I'm not being funny. Again, you had to wait 3 months to try to get a table at the Potter Club. And Jason, I think you've worked also at the Test Kitchen. Am I correct?
No, not at the Test Kitchen. No, I wasn't there.
Only at Potluck. Well, this is the Test Kitchen's slightly more casual restaurant. They're actually right near each other in Woodstock in Cape Town. Firstly, Jason, what do you love about the food and creating the food for people?
Well, the freedom to do what we do here is amazing. We have an abundance of ingredients that we get seasonally, and we can pretty much do whatever we want with it. So that makes our job a lot more pleasurable, if you will.
And I love the fact that it's almost tapas style to some extent.
Yes, that's correct. That is tapas cuisine-based restaurant.
And what I loved about it was that you also, firstly, I love your drinks. I think your cocktail menu is exceptional. Okay. So the mixologist involved in that is just superb. And then they will tell you, try that cocktail or that wine with this particular dish. And then you bring a whole bunch of dishes to the table, mezze type style, tapas type style, and you just mesmerize them and blown away. You don't understand. At one point, I think you worked with hot ice, and the hot ice was coming out. It's just so incredible. What are some of the most popular dishes?
So we obviously have our family favorites. So that's something that over the years of the Potluck Club being open have become the favorite dishes on the menu and have have their own section on the menu. So those are generally the go-to dishes that we always advise people to go for because they've been on the menu for so long. Apart from that, the rest of the menu is changes seasonally, which is super fun. I mean, we try to menu changes every couple of months, and then we can also change a dish from day to day. It doesn't really matter. That's the beauty of doing the tapas style of food, is that when a new idea sparks, we can put it on the menu and sell it as is, and then with the feedback, we decide whether it stays on or whether we change it again.
Potluck Club, Jason, where is it sitting on the best restaurants at the moment? I know it's been up in the top five at least a couple of times.
So I think it's, for the moment, it's in the Eat Out top 20.
Yes.
This year, I'm not sure if we're going to be eligible for the top 20 purely because this is my first year in their establishment.
Mm.
So the judging panel only judges a restaurant if the chef has been on board that restaurant for more than a year.
Okay. So, well, that's cool. Well, now it gives you some time to prep and do some cool things.
Yeah.
Jason, where were you before, Jay?
I worked at two restaurants prior to this one. Chef's Warehouse in Bree Street.
Yes,
that was with Liam Tomlin. Yeah,
sure,
so I helped Liam open up that shop. I was there for about 3.5 years.
Again, an award-winning restaurant, in the country and in the world, yes?
Yes, and then I also helped open up Liam's Indian tapas restaurant called Tali. So I was part of that startup team. And then after that, I went and worked at a brasserie called The Stack for a short stint.
And now you've got your own shop.
And now I'm here at the Potluck Club. Yeah.
And it is so sexy. I've got to tell you, the way that things are done there, I love the waitron's outfits. It really is. If I can recommend, make a booking now. You won't get in there in December, I'm telling you now. It's going to be too hard. In season, it's very hard to get in there. But if you can make a booking and you want to go to Cape Town, this is a special one. Really. It's really special because it's not too fufu shishi, but yet it's the best type of food. The cuisine is superb. I love that it's just casual, fine, signature dining. That's how I would describe it. Am I right, do you think?
That's it, completely.
Jason, we look forward to eating there more with you and see the magic work that you do and what you come out with. Your desserts are, by the way, sick. It's crazy.
Amazing.
The dessert.
I'll pass that message on to my pastry chef as well. She'll be super happy to hear that.
Just out of a bit of interest, how many chefs are there?
So, at the moment, we're running a brigade of roughly 20 people all in all.
So, you've got 20 chefs catering to about 100 people. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Roundabout.
So, you mean per table, you have a chef cooking for you? Yes.
Pretty much. Like, if you want to break it down like that.
Yeah. 20 chefs. They all work together. But that's an interesting ratio of chefs to people, by the way. And that's what also makes it really special and original. Jason Cosmos, thank you for joining us.
Alan, thank you so much for today.
Cheers, my friend. Be good. That's the one and only Potluck Club in Woodstock. Oh, team, are we having fun here today? Thank you, guys. Are you
Definitely.
Enjoying it?
Thank you.
All right, so now I want to ask a couple of questions. So, Danny, where did we see you? What have you done? Dan, the man.
Oh, I'm a baby to this industry. I've done a couple children's theatre stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, this is my first professional adult production.
Okay. What did you do for kiddie stuff?
So I did a lot of things with the NCT. Did Underneath the Magical Moon. Did Pied Piper. Also did Charlotte's Web.
But you're a former Drakies.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we got Drakensberg Boys Choir here, and did you love it there?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's where I grew up. Waking up to those mountains is just amazing. I miss it.
How old were you when you went? I went when I was 10.
Great.
I didn't last long because I cried every day. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you there when Maestro was there?
No. Yes. But I was there when with the Balas, in between the Balas.
Yes.
One was older.
I was
one
also one of the younger Bala was there when I was at school. Yeah. I was there grade 6. How old are you in grade 6?
I want to just say it's one of my claim to fame, and I'm like really proud to say that I stepped into the Drakies. I didn't last long, but
it is quite an ordeal. Yeah. You have to write
a Lebanese South African Joburg boy, you cry for your mommy all day, and my great.
So to make you feel better. I mean, we all did.
Okay.
If anybody that goes to
a boarding school
that where you're away from your family, you know, you only see them 4 times a year, if they say they didn't cry for their mom and daddy, they're lying.
But you travel the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As the choir.
Yeah.
I've never asked this question. Did you guys ever get the opportunity to meet the Vienna Boy Choir?
Yes,
because that was the two best choirs in the world that you could get into was the Drakies and the Vienna Boys.
That's, well, I can't remember which year it was, but we did go to Vienna. I know we met with the choir, where we never got to sing with them.
Okay, so that's amazing. So this is fun stuff.
Yeah,
and you're playing Frankie.
I am playing
Danny playing Frankie. So you classically trained.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
See, now we can make some mischief. Watch this. This is
uh-oh.
Oh, we got mischief. Uh-oh. Take uh-oh. Away his answer. Okay. Oh, no. So what is one of your best classical songs?
My best classical song.
Yeah, I'm coming to you two next. Don't get clever. Okay.
It's a bit of a sad one. It's Lacrimosa, and that's just because of the story behind it. It's okay. The one Mozart died writing. So,
can you give us one verse? Stand up.
I was a soprano when I sang this.
Change the key. It's okay. You can change the key. They'll fix it in post.
Yeah. No, we won't. But let's go. Okay. Danny, here's your chance. Just get with it.
Lacrimosa diesia quare suget ex fa vi la iuricanus amoreus lacrimo. And I don't know the rest.
I want you to know that this is it's early in the morning. They're coming to studio. They don't warm up. And well done. Well done. Well done.
I'm ready.
You agree?
Fantastic. He can go higher.
So Tian, let's go to you for a second. We're trying everything. Let's have a Lekker Buddha song.
Oh my God.
Hukum Dani.
Hey, let's do it. No, why not?
I don't know.
My sorry, Marie.
Yeah, okay. I can sing my sorry, Marie.
Okay, give us one verse of my sorry, Marie. Everyone's doing this. This is why the show is insane. Are you kidding it? Go.
My sorry mare is so far from my af, ek hoop om haar weer te sien. Sy het in die ryk van die mooi rivier gewoon, nog voor die oorlog het begin. O, bring my terug na die ou Transvaal, daar waar my sorry woon. Daar onder by die milies, by die groen doringboom, daar woon my sorry mare.
Yay!
I didn't realize I still knew that.
Now I want to see.
Surprised myself.
I've made PJ Powell sing. I made. You know who sang the song? In studio. With David Dennis. Peter De Geis.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Everybody sings. Okay. So just so you know, okay, you're not cool. Alone.
Wow, no.
You know, like, cool. I didn't cry alone at the Drakies. Don't worry. Now, my two Zimbos.
Oh, yikes.
Come on. What are you going to do for us?
You're on the spot, bruh. Yami's going to sing something. I've sung.
What, are we specifically singing in languages now?
I don't know. You can do whatever you want. But I want... Oh, should we get the four of you to do something, sing another? How do you want to sing? What is your favorite song, Yami?
My favorite song?
Mariah.
Okay.
Oh, it's too early for Mariah right now.
Okay, but because this is what we do. This is how we're very fancy. If I don't have my jukebox there, which is Josh Ansley, I now have to go to the YouTube to try and find your song. So you've got to backtrack. How cool. We try everything.
But you know what is really beautiful? John Legend this time. I do love that song.
John Legend. Well, this is how we do it. Legend. Really in case people think we actually prepare. This time, lyrics. We want karaoke.
Karaoke, dude.
Karaoke. Okay, cool. We've got it. That's why, in general, don't be late for the show, because at least we'd have a good time. How's that for it?
Okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're actually getting into the song. Yeah, let's go. Listen, there we go.
Okay. I can hear it.
Ran into you yesterday. Memories rush through my brain. It's starting to hit me. Now you're not with me. I realize I made a mistake. I thought that I needed some space, but I just let love go to waste.
It's so crystal clear now. I need you here now. I gotta get you back today. This time I want it all. This time I want it all. Showing you all the cards. Giving you all my heart. This time I'll take the chance. This time I'll be a man. I can be all you need. This time it's all of me.
Yo. Isn't that amazing, hey guys? Cool. I think that is really cool. Well done. Okay. Well done. Well done. See, everybody sings something. I mean, that's how it works. Everyone has to sing for their supper. My name is Alan Ford. This is CliffCentral.com, and we've got the cast of Meet the Plaids in studio.
Forever Plaid.
Forever Plaid. Guys, please, give the Oka break. You read the wrong name first. All right. So, on that note, lots of special things happening, and we're going to do this quite quickly. After the show, where are you going? What's your next production? Are you all coming to studio, but what's next on the cards? Let's go.
All right. I guess I'm coming back with The Color Purple. Yes. It's the season.
That's going to return in January, in the early part.
No. It's going to be in March, okay. I think.
April, we're performing.
March and April. And Musa's also in the show with me as well.
All right.
We're in it together.
So you guys are both in the together. Are you excited? Yeah. It's going to be. What a show.
It's insane.
When I saw it with in... it was the first year it opened with she was from Idols. Her name was in America. No, in the United States. She won the Idols.
Fantasia.
Oh, I saw it with her. Oh. And I was blown away when I saw it there, and I was blown away twice when I saw it at the Johannesburg Civic Theatre, or the Nelson Mandela Theatre in Johannesburg. It's going back there.
Yeah.
And of course, Janice Honeyman, Bernard Jay, all you guys, the team, it's going to be fantastic. We cannot wait to see you guys back in that. Are you doing some kids' theatre still towards the end of the year?
Cause I know no, actually, after this, I'm going to take a break and spend some time with family.
Okay, brilliant.
But, yeah, next year, I mean, I'm still auditioning for things. Still waiting for something to come up, yeah.
I'm actually going back to the Peter Turin Theatre, another VR theatrical production. I think it's called Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
They get very busy.
All I know is I am Santa Claus.
Okay, so hold on. This is what we're going to do. So let me explain. So when you do that, Mark Sage or Yuck or someone will find you.
Yes.
You're going to come dressed as Santa Claus.
Yes.
And you're
going to
sing.
But I really, really love Christmas music, so I'd love to come and sing.
So you're
going to
be a part of the
Christmas
show?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Yes. Josh, you come into the Christmas show. Matthew, you can see. Okay. Now, I need it. Cast up you get. Stand back. I'll tell you why now. Josh takes the microphone. Come Matthew Cunahan. Come Chantel Stanfield. And Lebohang Togo. I want to ask you what you guys are up to as we look. I hope to get the Forever Plaids guys back in studio to do some more fun things going forward. Absolutely, because you got to all wait till November, so we've got some cool things happening. And Matthew, the show comes to an end in the next 10 days.
Look, if you fancy 80s rock anthems, massive hair, great eyeliner and that kind of thing. Rock of Ages is your
great
kind of
eyeliner.
Show.
And you must book at...
You've got to book a CompuTicket, guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're finishing on the 20th of October. Yeah. Must close on the 20th, which is next week, Sunday.
Yeah, and
it's
then...
next week, Sunday!
And you well, that's what I'm saying, guys. It's your last week.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
not next week.
It is next week, Sunday.
Not
oh, wow.
Next week.
Next week.
Means we've got this show and then...
We're in this week.
Where do you go? Leva, where are you going off to?
I finish Rock of Ages, then I've got a couple of lovely projects, corporate seasons coming up.
Nice.
Because I've got a production company, so I'm going behind the scenes and producing creatively. Back to Color Purple next year as well. And
are you also joining?
Yes, I'm joining the family.
Okay.
And hopefully a TV role coming up, which I can't talk about, but I'm excited about. Yeah.
That's nice. Very, very good news. And then, of course, I want to come to you, Matthew, in a second, because you are going off to do some great work with Hazel Feldman and SoTime Management.
Yes.
basically this is
I'm transitioning
be, guys
people.
This is going to be Mr. Producer, just the big secret. Get to know him.
That's why I know these people, please. And then new mommy, of course this is the time where you're spending a lot of time, of course,
yeah,
family, but what else are you up to?
There's some TV stuff coming up.
I know you and your on Via CakeNet
SABC.
Lovely.
One of my recurring characters, I can't confirm, but yeah.
Okay.
And you know, if you need anybody to come in here and talk nonsense with you, man, I'm here, man.
I didn't find the content of you people nonsense, but that's just me. But on that note, remember, skin sense and nonsense are two different things. I'm such a cheese ball. Matthew's actually dying for me, hey, Matt? Okay. And Joshy, you going off, you coming back with Here's to You. Come visit us again in studio. Matthew, you're not invited. You can come, you see.
Joshy J. Oh.
Yes.
I'll pick us up with you tomorrow.
Yeah. I want to thank, guys, we're going to end up with Don't Stop Believing, all of us.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay.
But before we do that, I want to thank all my very special guests from Rock of Ages. Thank you for all coming into studio. I also want to thank the guys from Forever Plaids. Don't miss these shows. Please go to CompuTick and book online. PJ Powers, Journey with Friends. Don't miss her. Don't miss Tim Pluman defending the caveman. And really, if you want to have a great bite, an incredible gastronomical eating experience, go to the Potluck Club in Cape Town. It has been a very full show. So, guys, are we ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't stop believing. 3, 2, 1, and go. And go South Africa!
Yeah! Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, the shadows searching.
Go and see these fabulous shows.
Go,
I'm a Boka Boka, and this is the one and only ClickCentral.com.
Don't stop.
ClickCentral.com.